American Cattle News. What can we expect for cattle markets in 2024? More after this.
CattleCon 24 is marching onward to Orlando, January 31st to February 2nd, 2024. Have your say in the future of the industry, network with fellow producers, or connect with friendly faces. Plus, the NCBA trade show will be on site with over 385,000 square feet of the latest and greatest in the cattle business to help your operation stay competitive and sustainable. Register today and learn more at convention.ncba.org.
Last week, packers paid 172 to 173 in the South, 172 to 175 live in the North. Dress sells mainly at 273, and prices improved $1 to $3 live, $3 dressed from the previous week. According to the cattle report, fed supplies are feeling more current, and while carcass weights remain over last year, will probably remain above last year, less cows will be slaughtered in the first quarter of this year, and some of those slots will be replaced with fed cattle. Now, next USDA cattle inventory as of the 1st of January likely will show that the rebuild in the national herd has not yet begun and will force continuing pressure on margins in retail, processing, stocker, and feeding operations. The surprisingly small slaughter last week, 508,000 head, was 113,000 smaller than the week before, 27,000 under last year. And what to watch for? Well, forward contracts will always bear some relationship to the corresponding futures month closest to the delivery month for the cattle. Basis levels will move up and down as processors want to add to forward contracts or not. Driver and forward purchases of cattle, though, will always be forward sales of beef. And packers will always be willing to take a price risk off of the producer's plate in return for an extra margin. Read more online at agcenter.com. American Cattle News.